Dear Father, we thank you for that gift of joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, how you brought that great gift of love to man that day. God, thank you and thank you that we see it. Thank you that we can rejoice in it this morning. Oh God, let it be real like never before. Lord, we're here. We're here because of your grace. God, you drew us here this morning. There wasn't a good man here. Hallelujah. God, it's just your love and your holiness and your righteousness that has drawn us here. God, thank you for the heart that you have given your people. Lord, help us to allow it to grow. God, to grow up into all things. Lord, what a time that we can come together this morning and we can rejoice in you. We can rejoice in your love. We rejoice in your salvation. Oh God, we thank you again for the tender mercy. We thank you that we can rejoice this day that our Savior is come, that our Savior is alive, that our Savior is real, that our Savior is in heaven and waiting for us. We thank you for this, Lord. May your Holy Spirit just anoint this time, anoint your people, anoint the Word. God, may we give all the glory to you this morning. May everything be done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, today, brothers and sisters, the Lord, I believe, would like us to take a little journey with him. And if you would think back maybe 2,000 years ago to right before the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you think even 4,000 years before that, the Word of God had been telling of this time that was to come. From the very first sacrifice, from the very first altar that God had instructed Adam to make, he spoke and he gave notice that his Son would come. His Son would come, his blood would be shed, and he would become sin for us who knew no sin. Yet though, even though they had that great witness, they had all of those sacrifices after all of the Word of God, especially the words that were in Isaiah at that time 2,000 years ago, so few were truly looking for the appearing of Jesus Christ. Kind of similar to today. I'm sure a lot of those that were coming around that city and around the world at that time had heard of Jesus, had heard of this coming. But I'm going to tell you something. There were only a few. The Word of God tells us there were only a few. It wasn't a big company back then, brothers and sisters, that were looking for the coming of the Lord. There were just a few shepherds, a few wise men, and a few faithful followers. And today I'd like us to turn to Luke chapter 2, because there's one faithful follower that stood out. And I appreciate this brother. His name is Simeon. And his name means to hearken. To hearken. We don't use that word very much anymore because most people don't like to hearken. It means to listen. See, we're instructed to speak and to act out. And yet God said, be still and know that I am God. Know what your Father wants. Know what your Father is giving. And may we be a people this morning that will hearken and adhere to the Word of God. And there in the second chapter of Luke in the 25th verse, we'll begin reading. And it says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Well, let's take note of that. The Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit. Oh, there's that Holy Ghost again. Into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles. He's speaking of you even back then. He's lighting you if you'll just realize it. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Oh, praise God. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've heard throughout the years, and especially these past 4 years, people coming into my office, calling me on the phone, "Brother, how do I get a desire like that? How do I get a desire like that? How do I become a man of God that the coming of the Lord and His Word will be fervent and alive in me? I don't feel it." Well, I'm going to tell you something. The Word of God is always faithful. And if that's the case, if that's the case today, I'm going to tell you something. There's good news for you. Because it just so happens we're in a portion of Scripture that I'm going to tell you is one of the most precious tutorials of how the appearing of the Lord becomes, not will become, but becomes precious and fervent and alive in your life. You see, just as Christ Jesus so faithfully appeared, as His Word said back then, that He was going to come and appear as that baby, so is He going to appear in the air the second time to those that are looking for the first trump. Praise be to God. So let's look at this. What made this brother different? What made him different? Well, first of all, we read in this wonderful portion of Scripture is that he was just and he was devout. Now, we don't have a lot of time to talk about just and devout. I understand we have time allotments here. But I'm going to tell you something to make it real simple. It means that he was right with God. He was just right with God. He was so right with God that he was patiently waiting for the hope of Israel. Do you realize that that truly is like the requirement of being right with God? Be patient. Wait on the Lord. Quit trying to get ahead of God. You never will. You'll just not walk with Him. You'll walk on your path, and your path will be destruction. I'll guarantee you. Unless you walk with God, your life will never sit right. If you're a child of God here this morning, I've said it many times before, you are marked. You're His. You're not your own. You can fight it all you want. But I could get in a ring and I could fight the heavyweight champion of the world and think that I'm going to win all that I want. And you know what? That's a lot of hope of nothing, because it's not going to happen. And you can think that you're going to fight with God and try to tell God what you're going to do in your life. And I'm going to tell you something. It'll be a mess of pottage. It'll be a lot of heartache. And it'll be a life of I wish I had. So you know what, brothers and sisters? God in His grace, He's calling to you. Get right with God. Get right with God. And it comes from patience. It comes from surrendering. It comes from finally saying, Lord, I'm going to quit kicking against the pricks. And I'm going to come and follow You. I'll bow down myself before You, Lord Jesus. A lot of times, even ones that have that quickening upon their lives, they soon get caught up into trying to be busy. Trying to think that I need to work for God. I need to go out and do all of these good deeds. Let me tell you something. Mary has chosen the better part. Leave her alone. Don't bother her, Martha. Don't bother her, my disciples. Don't bother her, anyone. She's sitting at my feet. She's feasting. She's chosen the best part. The worshiper, brothers and sisters, it's coming forth more and more abundantly all the time, and we're seeing it right in His Word. You see, this brother was so right with God that he believed the Word of God. You can't believe the Word of God enough. The problem is we don't believe the Word of God enough. We need to believe what He says. And He says to be patient. He says to wait. Believe my Word. Let me tell you something. You draw nigh to Him and He'll draw nigh to you. It's amazing how it works. It's amazing how when we believe the Word of God, the blessings that start to appear in our lives, we know that they're already there. We've already been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. But have you seen them? Are you living them? Oh my. It's like we've heard many times, brothers and sisters, you could have a bank account with millions upon millions. How about billions upon billions? If you don't write a check off of it, it never did you any good. You never used it. You're so wealthy, I wish you'd know it. For so many years, I wasted it. I had a bank account that was so full in Christ Jesus. And I wasn't writing the checks. Oh, 50 cents here. Oh, God, I need You to help me here. $1.25. I'm learning to write infinity every day. He's so real. I wish we had words to even really adequately express it. But the only thing I can tell you is that word of God, He'll reveal it to you. It has to be spiritually understood. You got to taste and see that the Lord is good for yourself. I could tell you all about that peach. I could tell you how wonderful it is. You could have had a banana before and an apple and an orange, watermelon and all of those different things. But you got to taste the peach to know what I'm talking about. You feasting on it today? Oh, I believe you are. Gets sweeter all the time too. Every bite gets better. Oh Lord, you saved the better wine till the end. Oh, I want to finish with joy. Oh, praise God what He's doing. But you see, this brother, he believed the Word of God. And his whole life became focused upon it. Focused and centered and surrounded on the Lamb of God. And expecting to see that face. He wanted to. He had a desire. But there were a lot of things working against this brother. Main thing was age. He was becoming an older man. But he was expecting the Lord, didn't he? He said, oh, I want to see Jesus. And you say, well, that was a faithful brother. Oh, no, he had a faithful God. See, God saw his heart. And he said, oh, you delight in the Lord, don't you, son? He said, well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you a present like no other present. This is going to be a Christmas like no other Christmas. I'm going to bring my son. And not only are you going to see him, but you're going to hold him. And you're going to bring him close to your breast. And you're going to feel his heartbeat. And you're going to feel his breath. And you're going to know that you're holding the very I am. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is coming after you in so many different ways, but you don't realize it. This brother knew it. These people thought it was just another kid. Get him out of here. Get him down to the stable. We don't have time for this. We're in a time when the people of God don't have time for Jesus. You're being robbed. It's time to hold him. It's time to get like this brother Simeon and hold the very face of God. You believe the Word of God? Well, let me tell you something. You believe the Word of God and the Holy Spirit gets close to you. But you know, it's even beyond that. See, the Holy Spirit just got close to this brother. But the Holy Spirit gets inside of us. Filled with the very power of His might. I can get closer to God, closer to the face of my Lord Jesus Christ than even this brother did today. I hope you know that. I hope you know the calling that God has upon your life. That man held a baby, Jesus. And today, I've got a bridegroom that's holding me. And he's saying, don't miss it. Oh no, don't miss it. I experienced that baby Jesus the moment I gave my heart to the Lord. He always held me, but I held him. I knew I held my salvation. But we're under a calling. That I'm holding a fully mature Christ that is ready for a bride. And I happen to be in this time, in this day, in this age. That God saw my heart in ages past. And He said, son, I didn't have you at that manger. I've got you at 1701 South Sherman today. To rejoice, not with just the family of God, but a people that I'm preaching my proposal to. You're under a message of the proposal. He's proposing to you. Will you go? Will you go? You see, brothers and sisters, it's the same Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. Same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. And He's moving here today. You know it. He'd been moving from the very first breath. Just because we said, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And see, that same thing in your home. I hope you got two in your home. Because where two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst. And you can say, well, we had a blessed time this morning at church. Well, take church to your home. It's time to take church to your home. You don't just have to be here, even though I love to be here, the much the more. But praise be to God, don't miss it throughout the week. You've got Him. Yea, I'm with you always. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Greatest times I've ever had. Sometimes home alone. Putting on my clothes in the closet and the Holy Spirit just hits. The I Am is in my closet. Oh my. We're having a glorious time up there. Oh, what's Dad doing? Oh, he's praising Jesus. Why is he crying? Oh, he's happy in the Lord. I hear my bridegroom's voice. He's saying, son, I want to marry you. You want to marry me today? Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. But he's moving in hearts. And he's moving the same way. And he's moving always to the same place. He took this brother to the temple. He took him to worship. Brothers and sisters, that's where you got to go. It's a life of worship. And a life of worship is the entire life. It's consumed. It's saturated with Jesus Christ. It goes to work, but my thoughts are of God. It comes to the house, and maybe there isn't a lot of money there. Maybe it's even hard to find the bread to feed my family. But it goes to the cupboard, fully knowing that He is able. And Lord, even if there's just a little meal and a little oil for us today, I'm going to be happy in Jesus. Because I know that You gave me for this day exactly what I needed. You know what I needed? I needed to trust in You. Oh, so many times I've seen people with such abundance, they turn away from God. Confidence starts to come into things. But you know, God's so faithful that I've seen Him take things away from people. Oh yeah, He does. He's so faithful to this country right now, He's taken things away from people. They've had attendance in churches like they've never had before. And you know what I say to that? Praise the Lord. However Christ is preached, I'm going to rejoice. How about you? I'm not going to be so haughty and snotty that, Lord, I know what I have. But even if salvation is preached today, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Somebody's just preaching that you've got to have Jesus Christ as your Savior or you're going to hell. Praise God. Praise God. But how much more so? To whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. I keep telling my sons that. Oh, Daddy's full of speeches lately. Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep coming at you. It's the doctrine of Christ. We got the doctrine of Christ in my home. And I tell these little men, well, Daddy, why can't we do that? Why can't we go that way? There's a pattern. There is a formula. And just as we talk about math at the house, honey, if you skip a step, you're not going to get to the right answer. It's not going to be the right one. You get off. I've showed them that with the plane. Daddy didn't have the GPS in that plane. God knows where we'd end up. 1 degree off now, and I'm telling you, I've missed it by 400 miles. It's the truth. Just a little bit. Because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And there's a pattern for you too, and it's the same pattern for all of God's children. It's grow in grace and knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not going to happen any other way. And it's a life of worship. It's every part of our lives. We don't hold back certain pieces. You don't do that with God. He's a jealous lover. He is. I'm so grateful that He is that way. He wants all of you. All of you and all of you. Amen. Every bit. Not just Sunday. Oh no. Not just Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday either for those that come. And you're missing it when you don't yield to God. You miss it. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. The place of worship, the temple. It's the only place you're going to be ready for the appearing of the Lord. Whether it was at His birth, as this brother, or if it's going to be in the air. See, this brother made his election sure because he went to see Jesus. Hallelujah. He went to see Jesus. We don't just go to church. I'm here to see Jesus. I'm here to get a more clear vision of Him today. How about you? I understand it's a glass darkly, but I want to see it more clearly today. Without a vision, the people perish. And praise the Lord that as our scripture says here today, we can go to see Jesus. And this brother knew it because he didn't have much time to spare because he was old. Well, let me tell you something. You don't have any time to spare. I don't care if you're young or old today, because Jesus is coming. If you've even remotely read the Word of God, the signs are here. And the signs were clear for that day, but even more so, Jesus Christ is coming. He put that star in the sky. I appreciated those little ones that were looking up to the star. Oh, and it's growing brighter every day, because the birth was about to happen. Well, the star and the bride is growing brighter every day. And she knows it's about ready to break forth. Oh, God. I meet many Christians throughout the week, brothers and sisters. I do. And I'm sure you do too. And they appreciate when I tell them that I'm saved. They do. I can see the smile on their face. They say, thank the Lord that you believe in Christ Jesus. But you know what often happens? I want to tell them a little bit about how excited I am about Jesus coming. Aren't you thankful that Jesus is coming soon? And you can see that afraid look on their face. It's like I've been excused from the conversation. Get down to the stable, man. That's right. We were having a good time. Touchy-feely stuff. Oh, that's good. Man, you're starting to get deep on me. You get out of here. You're a little bit off. And I remember very distinctly, there's a man that I knew a long time, and I knew he loved the Lord. Started talking to him about the coming of the Lord. And so finally he stopped me and says, hey, look, I'm not into that doomsday stuff. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, there's no doomsday about this. I said, this is going to be the greatest moment there could ever be. You're about to see Jesus. My goodness, brothers and sisters, it's too many times I hear, oh, I'm happy to go to heaven, and I'm happy that you're happy to go to heaven. But are you happy to see the face of Christ? See, that was the difference of this brother. He didn't want to just be around Jesus. He didn't want to just see Him. He wanted to see His face. And that's it. Yeah. I was thinking about old Dean as he gave that sweet little devotional. The guy looked at me across the table, and I know he was thinking, what a dodo. And as my brother and I rejoiced in hearing that again, I'll never quit rejoicing. Look up dodo in the Word of God in the Greek. It means His beloved. You can compliment me all you want. I'll take that any time. See, our ways are not His ways, are they? Mm-mm. See, and He takes the foolish things and confounds the wise. And yeah. I'm so glad to God He's added so much to my life. He's pushed out so many things that I thought were dear to me. So many things that I thought as a man that made me a man. So many things that I thought that made me something in this world. Whether it was my education, whether it was my accomplishments, all of these different things. And when I received those things, there was a thankfulness to God. Don't get me wrong. I'm so grateful to God. But He said, "Son, will you go?" I can't really describe it to you. But it's a thrill ride. Because I know He's so real. And I know that all the things that He's added unto me. See, He didn't take things away. He just added unto me. See, that's how God does it. I appreciate Brother Job. He says, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I'm finding that the Lord, He just gives. And as He gives, those things go away. It's like Mama used to say. She said, "Son, you just fall in love with Jesus. He'll take care of the rest." We make this way too complicated, brothers and sisters. You go on a heart that's based on conviction, not on a heart that's based on guilt. I'm guilt-free. How about you? Huh? Oh, what's that pastor saying? Is he encouraging my husband to sin? He said He took away my guilt. He said He took away my sin. Now, am I going to believe God? Or am I going to believe what the enemy tries to put in this head? No, I mean it. I'm here to win Christ's best. How about you?
Amen?
Amen? I want to finish with joy. And these are promises that He gave. And yeah, you do have to be mature to receive these things. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. But I'm growing up in God. And we can grow up awful fast, and He wants us to, because Jesus Christ is coming. Amen. Oh, praise God. But I'll finish quick. The Spirit was on Him. The Spirit revealed it to Him. And the Spirit led Him. Brothers and sisters, it's the Holy Spirit. It's all it's ever going to be. It's got to be the Holy Spirit. You see, He's given each and every one of His children a lamp. Started talking a little bit about this on Wednesday. You got a lamp. And I appreciate there in Matthew about the five foolish and the five wise virgins. They all had lamps. But the five wise virgins, they had oil in the lamp. And they were invited and accepted into the wedding ceremony. And the five foolish virgins, they had the lamp. Ay, ay, ay. I forgot the oil. And they were shut out. Still had a lamp. Still a very child of the King. And make sure, by the grace of God, I do know that this is a wonderful type of the 144,000. And I appreciate those that know the Word of God that way. But you know what? There is a bridal type in this. And the bridal type, by the grace of God, it's always the same message. And the message is, be ready. Be ready. See, they were carrying the oil in the lamp as they went. It wasn't be ready. I mean, get ready. It was, they were ready. They were ready to go. And brothers and sisters, there's only one way we're ever going to be ready. And that's to take the oil now. By the grace of God, we have to take the oil now, because after He's come, it's going to be too late. It's going to pass you by. Oh yes, it will pass you by. Brother Hill used to say it so sweetly. I loved it. You know, son, we're in a time that the Father is searching. He's seeking for the true worshiper. We know this. That worships Him in spirit and in truth. And He used to say, well, I know a lot of folks, son, that have the Spirit, but they don't have any truth. And eventually they just kind of blow up. They just keep getting excited, excited, excited. But then what are you finally getting excited about? And then on the other hand, he used to tell me, well, son, you could have the truth, but you miss the spirit and you dry up. And then, you know, he'd say, well, you get them both together and you grow up. But, you know, it's so sad to say most Christian churches anymore have neither. And a lot of Sweet Grace meetings, a lot of them. And I'm talking about ones that have truly preached of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Spirit is waning. The Spirit is waning. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? Shed abroad by the Holy Spirit. Isn't it wonderful that we got the Holy Spirit? Don't ever be ashamed of the Holy Spirit. Don't ever be ashamed to praise the Lord. And I don't care where you're at. I really don't. When the Spirit comes upon you, let Him reign. Let Him have reign. Brothers and sisters, quench not the Spirit. Let me tell you something. She is full and overflowing with that Spirit. Because it's only by the Spirit and having that love shed abroad in our hearts that you're ever going to love the appearing of the Lord. You can know it all you want up here, but it will never, ever be real. It'll never, ever be alive until the Spirit takes control. I'm thankful if you're a Christian here today. I really am. I thank God. It's a marvel if you're a Christian here today. Assured of heaven, you're seated with Him. You got a seat. Isn't that wonderful? But see, what's in the balance today, brothers and sisters, is how are you going to arrive? Yeah, how are you going to arrive? Well, there's a big mess of people that are going to arrive. You read about them in the 7th chapter of Revelation. And they arrive, but they got tears in their eyes. And it says that He's got to wipe them away. But then there's a group, a little small group, that arrive with a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Shouting. Shouting. They're not mad at one another. I told you so, sister. It's going to be a ruling and reigning honeymoon that's never going to end. Never going to end. Never going to end. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And my reward is with me. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, dear God. Thank you, dear Jesus. Praise your name, God. Make it real to your people, God. Lord, your Holy Spirit just descend upon these people. Oh God, oh God, oh yes, my people be ready, my people be ready. Oh dear God, while every head is bowed, we thank you again for this time. We praise you for your presence. We praise you that we can praise you. We glory that we can glory in you. Oh, and we say hallelujah, praise be to God. Lord, let this be a joyful time. If you do tarry, God, let the joy of the Lord be our strength through this time. God, let us look to each one of our family members as we gather for dinners or fellowship, Lord. And help us to dwell only, not a little bit, but only on the lovely and on the good report and on the true. And God, don't let those things of the enemy get involved in our gathering. God, let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Lord, it's a time of rejoicing. Lord, it's not about how much is on my table, how much is on my bank account, how much debt I have or I do not have. Because God, my debts have all been paid in You. I'm so thankful to Jesus. Lord, we're abiding in You. And so thankful that You're doing the work today. God, make this real. We say these things. As a brother said to me the other day, don't let them be rhetoric. Don't let this just be words that we don't adhere to. God, make it real. It's time for it to be real. Oh, hallelujah. We give You the praise in the wondrous name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.